I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart with KUAR News in Little Rock. Arkansas's medical marijuana program is going to need more time to bake. That's the word this week from the agency overseeing the rollout. Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports that for patients, it just means more of their illicit supply for longer.
The Medical Marijuana Commission is charged with licensing 5 marijuana cultivators and 32 shop owners, but it hasn't seen any applications yet. Those 322 are still being vetted by the Department of Finance and Administration staff, and they won't be done with the first batch before December 15th. Scott Harden is the department spokesman. He says these applications range in size from a few hundred pages to 3,000.
So on December the 15th, the 5 commissioners will have copies of the 95 cultivation applications, can then start the review process, and obviously the announcement of those who receive licenses will be probably, you know, well into the first of the year.
What this means for many cancer and pain sufferers who would avail themselves of legal medical marijuana is they'll have to go without, continue with analgesics like opioids, or maybe continue getting their cannabis from dealers.
They're talking about it may be as late as April before they're awarded, which means it's going to be the end of next summer before patients get their medicine.
Melissa Foltz is not one of the applicants. She's a longtime patient and marijuana advocate who directed last year's Issue 7, a competing medical marijuana ballot proposal the state Supreme Court pulled days before the election, leaving Issue 6 the only medical marijuana option.
Issue 6 did not allow anybody to grow at home, where at least patients would be able to have their medicine right now and not have to get it off the streets illegally. It's just very disheartening.
But new marijuana programs in other states have brought lawsuits, and marijuana is still prohibited by federal law. In order to do this responsibly, Harden says, there was just no way this was going to be a quick process. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations around Arkansas. Like Arkansas Public Media on Facebook.